presentation will give you some of the information about the formative research that went into the media campaign that Sally just talked about. My co-authors for this presentation are Meryl Hansen of Banyan Communications and Marianne Bright and Candace Deaton Maynard of NCI. Okay, as Sally said, 1-800-QUIT-NOW is the National Cancer Institute's toll-free smoking quit line, and the target audience is 18 to 29-year-old smokers with an interest in quitting smoking, and our subgroups of interest are people in that age group who are low SES and active military. Oh, and I'd like to take the opportunity to just to kind of explain if it's confusing. The National Cancer Institute obviously funded this research through Banyan Communications, and Kinsella Group, which is where I work, was funded by, was contracted through Banyan. So we use focus groups to test messages and materials for our target audience to help us determine what kinds of messages and materials are appealing, engaging, and relevant, and conversely, what kinds of messages and materials may be confusing or hard to follow. We also wanted to know what information about 1-800-QUIT-NOW services should be emphasized in order to motivate smokers to call, and what themes were unique to specific target audiences. The focus group demographics specifically are a little bit confusing, so if anyone's really into demographics, come talk to me later and I'll tell you how we work those into 11 focus groups. But basically we did focus groups with participants who are 18 to 29 years old with some interest in quitting smoking. We did these in Las Vegas, St. Louis, and Atlanta. And our subgroups included low SES, active military, and then we also had groups separated by race, ethnicity, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, white, Caucasian. The creative materials that we covered in each 90-minute focus group included three radio PSAs, two television PSAs, three versions of the logo, two posters, and one version of the web page, home page, and a subpage. So it was a lot of stuff that we covered. So these are findings that we found across focus groups. Participants were very, very clear that the story should be told from a smoker's point of view, that we should use real speakers sharing real experiences. when participants were shown print materials that had people pictures on them, they were very quick to complain that the people looked, if the people looked too polished. They didn't want models. If people seemed too happy or had teeth that were too white, they were very quick to say, those aren't real smokers. And they wanted real people represented.
Smokers are unhappy, is that it?
They were, yes, yeah. Apparently. And participants, as far as experiences that they wanted to have showcased in the materials, they could all relate to having failed at previous attempts to quit smoking. Every one of our participants had tried to quit at least once in the past. Reasons to quit included many participants felt like their major reason that they wanted to quit was because it was bad for their health. A lot of people shared stories about sitting with family members as they died of smoking-related causes, and yet they still weren't able to quit themselves. They said that cigarettes were expensive, they caused bad breath, yellow teeth, awful smelling hair and clothes. So our participants who were single said that it was very difficult to date people who were not smokers because of these things. And they also had family and friends who were pressuring them to quit. And then triggers to smoke including finishing a meal, drinking alcohol, socializing, and feeling stress. participants really liked the materials that included people with from diverse racial and economic backgrounds in the correct age demographic. People like to see themselves represented in the materials. One other thing that we wanted to look at was whether it was stronger to represent the quit line as a national initiative or as a local initiative, because basically this is a portal, the 1-800-QUIT-LINE number, QUIT-NOW number, is a portal to local services in most cases. And The majority of participants felt like a national initiative was stronger. They felt like it would be better funded and be more likely to continue, and so that's what they preferred. And yet, when participants asked how things varied state to state and they found out that services did differ, they were interested in getting that information, and they felt like the website would be the appropriate place to kind of give that information. For the television and radio PSAs, people preferred having a catchy, upbeat background music to real-life sounds like office or workplace. And participants across the board really loved this logo. They liked the fact that the number was emphasized. They thought that was the most important thing to remember. The image of the cigarette underneath kind of being stubbed out was both realistic and symbolic for them. And they felt like the tagline, "We can help you draw the line," was very positive, and they liked it. Okay, so what kinds of messages and materials were possibly confusing or hard to follow? We use the term quit coach, quit plan, quit date. And while participants were really enthusiastic once they heard what these things were and that they were personal services, they didn't necessarily know what they were just from the term. So they felt like they needed a little bit more information there. The phrase, "I'm a quitter," there was a lot of back and forth debate on that. While the majority of participants felt like it was meant to be ironic and funny and attention-getting, a small but vocal minority really just didn't like the phrase. Some of the feedback that we got that was a little bit negative was, "It's like be a loser. It's an old smoker's joke. My mom told me that no one likes a quitter. It makes sense what they're trying to do, but it just doesn't sound good." And then the positive feedback, conversely, was, "It's a good play on words. Nobody's going to be offended. Once they see the point, they'll be okay." And it caught my attention when he said, "I'm a quitter, and I love it because it's ironic." Regardless of how people felt about it, they felt like "I'm a quitter" was attention-getting. So what services should be emphasized that are provided by 1-800-QUIT-NOW? As Dr. Willett said, that the services were free was by far the single most important aspect of the services that our participants said would motivate them to try calling. but just because we said they were free didn't necessarily mean that they believed it. Because if you think about commercials that are out, a lot of private companies are saying, "This is free, that's free," when really they're trying to get you somewhere else on the line and charge you a lot of money. And so they wanted it to be clear that not only is the call free, but the services are free, and they wanted it to be emphasized. And going along with that, as opposed to having it in small writing or spoken very fast in a radio PSA, they wanted it to really be emphasized that this is a service provided by the government. And that's because they felt like that was a way that they could believe that it was actually free. It wasn't a private company that was trying to sell something. They liked the idea of personalized attention. They definitely felt like quitting smoking is not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. And having your own quit coach and quit plan and quit date is really, really important. And they felt like the toll-free number was a good way for them not to risk anything by trying it out. So these were kind of interesting. We did have some themes that were unique to specific target audiences. In Las Vegas, our focus group participants definitely said that quitting smoking was really made difficult because basically there was no place that they could go socially where smoking was not allowed. Smoking is allowed in every casino, every restaurant, stores, you name it. And so it was very difficult for them. Ambivalence toward the phrase "I'm a quitter" was strongest among our non-military white Caucasian focus group participants. We're not quite sure why, but there was the most debate back and forth in those groups. Support of the phrase "I'm a quitter" was strongest among our military focus groups, which was actually really surprising to us. In the military, our participants told us that they're told very frequently, you know, never quit, never be a quitter. And so they actually thought "I'm a quitter" was hilarious. They thought it was really funny and attention-getting, and they really liked it. Emphasis on children and family as a quitting motivator among Hispanic, Latino participants was especially strong. And our military focus groups, this is another thing we were surprised about. We originally, in the materials, there were pictures of people in uniform to kind of, to let people know that, you know, this was aimed towards the military as well. And our military focus group participants actually said they really didn't want that. They felt like military people are normal people, and they wanted normal people represented, and it was actually a turnoff for them to have people in military dress in the materials. And just to give you an idea of how really a great job Banyan did in interpreting the focus group findings into the materials, you can see on, this is our web homepage, and 1-800-QUIT-NOW, we can help you draw the line. Obviously, the logo is emphasized. Everyone liked that logo. Underneath it is a video of a real person who's used the quit line. He's not too pretty, and his teeth are not too white. Underneath, you can see it says free call, free quit coach, free quit plan, so emphasizing that each of these is free. And then the paragraph underneath that, I know it's small, but it gives you a little bit more information about what a quit coach is and what a quit plan is. If you look directly to the left to that in the green writing, it says U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, emphasizing that this is sponsored by the government. Sally was able to go through what's it like to call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Participants wanted to know, you know, what are the steps, and that's a great link to click because it tells you and shows you on video precisely what happens. The Quit Now Challenge blog is a blog where participants who've used the quit line can write about their experiences quitting and get support from other people when they're having difficulties or share their successes. And find services in your area basically takes you to this link, and this page, you know, is a map of the United States. You can click on your specific state, and it'll give you information about whether counseling is offered in different languages, what the hours of the quit line are, and whether there are free or reduced medications available. And that's my presentation. Are there any questions?